of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. Join us. Hop into our chat room as several of you have done already. Good morning. It's 7:06. It's May the 30th. You know what? We're running out of May very quickly here. You know, hey, Bad Bob.
Lots of new faces.
Did you get some new shirts or something? Or when you moved, did you just find a lot of new clothes?
Well, a bit of both.
I think cutting his hair made him look
well,
like
cutting
he's
hair,
got
he's getting, you know,
fresh new clothes.
He comes in with new clothes, but I think what it is he's had things in storage. And
did the summer rotation, you know.
The summer rotation, of course.
That is such a guy
so
thing.
So when are you going to shave that beard during the summer? Are you just going to leave like a little goatee, maybe a little soul patch there?
Oh. Soul patch.
Soul patch.
Dumb. Speaking of my soul.
Never heard that.
Speaking of my soul sister, here she is.
Hey, give me a little bit more headphone umph there. I know you're closer to the dials. Good morning.
How's that?
Fabulous. Yeah, I just need a little bit here.
Yeah, me too.
Put on a different kind of earrings today. I can't put them on. Hey, sunny
good
today.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's going to be 95.
That's not a good, you know, that's
it's,
good.
It's
that's
all right.
Good.
You know what? It's when it gets up to the 115 and socks in that we think we're going to, you know, I don't know about you. Yes, it is the 30th of May. Boy, is it popping by. I can't believe it. Thank you so much for all of your birthday, your well wishes. It's been amazing. You know, some girlfriend surprised me yesterday. It was really great.
You know when they don't trust you is nobody told me about the surprise party. You know, and it's like, oh, we thought he'd just tell you. It's only under duress. Like when you hit me with that baseball bat, I tell you anything.
Yeah, but I brought the cake home. Hey, mostly clear tonight with low temperatures around 61. Looks like we're going to have hot again tomorrow with temperatures into the, again, the three digits, temperatures around 100 on Thursday, Friday 99. Now, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Want to let you know, Friday and Saturday night, we're going to be out there Friday night. It's been a while. We're really looking forward to getting back out there, out on the deck. Should be fabulous. There's two performers this weekend, Chris Lauer and Charles Villona. I'll check in a little bit to see which one will be there that night. But anyway, they're both fabulous singers, guitar players, and I'm sure they'll put them out on the deck. So make your reservations, 474-5546. Phenomenal time to be out on the ranch. And boy, we've got a lot of stuff going on.
Today is we continue candidate week, and today's Sherry Beck and Doug Lamoff.
Oh boy. Oh boy. So we're always taking your, you know, your calls. Here's the time now, you know, if you've been kind of like, you know, chewing on a topic or you've just, you know, got a problem with maybe you're uncomfortable asking the hard questions. That's what this forum is perfect for. You can text in, you can call in and just, you know, put them on the spot. They want to have you do that.
They need you to set them afire.
I mean,
they
you know,
want to be sure that they've won their...
How can it be day after day after day to, you know, I mean...
You know, frankly, at this point, you know, if I think that they've got so much scar tissue on them at this point that you'd have to really go, you know, really take a huge bite. But you know what? Maybe we're wrong.
Hey, let's talk about what's happening with the market minute. We know how important that is for all of us to figure out, you know, okay, today on the 30th of May, what's the market doing? How are you? And good morning, Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative this morning, down 128 points at 12,453. The S&P 500 is negative 14 at 1,318. And the NASDAQ is negative 33 at 2837. Active stocks today include Nokia down 17 cents at $2.78. And General Electric negative 28 cents at $19.07. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 8 cents at $15.35, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $12.84. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.74%. Over in the commodity markets, we are finding gold down $6.50 at $15.44.50, silver down 25 cents at $27.53, and crude oil down $1.92 at $88.84. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 in the morning, and they're located on Park Marina Drive. We've got a lot of things going on during the week, but, of course, this week is Candidate Week, and after we take our break, we're going to be joined by Sherry Beck.
Looking forward to that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here, KCNR 1460.
Come back and see me. 3 days at the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. You've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch the hood wink. Cause I make you stop, think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallots, since I like the sushi, cause it's never such a frying pan. Hot like the zombies when I love.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I'm Jim Pope, retired Shasta County Sheriff with over 40 years in law enforcement. I believe Sherry Beck is qualified and experienced to be our next supervisor in District 4. She is committed to building a new jail to make criminals accountable and keep them off the streets. She is focused on the safety of all Shasta County citizens, and I urge you to vote for Sherry Beck, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Sherry Beck. I have the experience, management skills, and qualifications necessary to be your supervisor in District 4. I have worked as an administrator for the legislature for over 25 years. I have served 8 years on the Shasta College Board of Trustees. My number one priority is public safety. We need to eliminate this catch-and-release situation. I will work to get the new jail we need to keep criminals off the streets. You can count on me to build a better Shasta County. When elected, I will work tirelessly to justify your confidence and support. Check out my website at SherryBeck2012.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sherry Beck District 4 Supervisor.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 7:15 in the morning. It's May the 30th. We've run out of May here pretty soon. It's going to be 90-something today. Hot. 96.
Yes. We do have tickets to give away, too, because we want to make sure you attend that Riverfront Playhouse. I'll be talking about that in a second.
Before we get to Sherry, our guest Sherry Beck, who's running for supervisor, in the 4th District. We want to talk about a ceremony today at the Anderson Veterans Park, or at Veterans Park in the Anderson River Park. It's for Navy Petty Officer Chad Riglin, as you know, was killed in Afghanistan last year. He was a class of 2005. He had one Iraq and two Afghanistan tours, 3 Bronze Stars, 2 Purple Hearts. We had a huge and moving service up at Northern California Veterans Cemetery. But on today at 4 o'clock at Veterans Park, they're going to dedicate the Chad Riglin Memorial Park bench. I would urge as many people as can go out there for that. This is going to be it's a service and a ceremony to remember our hero, one of our local heroes, a real hero, Petty Officer Chad Riglin, today at 4 p.m. at the Veterans Park in the Anderson River Park, again at 4 p.m. today. Okay, hey, Sherry Beck, District 4 Supervisor, run for the money.
Good morning.
Welcome to our show.
Turn Sherry up.
Thank
here.
You.
She's just, you know what I mean, she's seething here to get it out. You know? That's one of our favorite words around here lately, is seething.
Seething.
Because
oh,
we use seething. Oh, look what you just did.
Oh, dear.
Bad okay. Bob, fix that, will you? I mean, this is...
He quit the fire.
Okay, right. Just our microphone points in its own silly direction if we
okay,
don't want it.
Okay, let's start all over. Good morning,
okay.
Sherry Beck.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Okay, tell us something about Sherry Beck.
Sherry Beck has lived here for over 36 years. My husband and I came up from Yuba City after owning a civil service steakhouse, which we owned and operated. I have worked for the legislature for over 25 years. I graduated from Shasta College and a bachelor's degree from Simpson University and was in leadership Reading. I also worked as a public affairs director for Caltrans for 3 years. I am very interested in serving the public again. I believe that my first priority will be, of course, public safety. We will need to get these criminals off the streets. I am supporting a new jail. I'm supporting opening up the third floor. I'm supporting a neighborhood watch program that we can expand on that. I also am concerned about our water rights. I want to see that that's preserved. I worked very much with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen on his water task force when he had it. I'm very concerned about our veterans, especially the homeless veterans. I've talked about Bob Dunlap on different issues that we've had about veterans, and I want to help them there as well. But I'm really concerned about jobs here in Shasta County. Shasta County has one of the highest unemployment rates in the state, and I want to see that we can get these people into jobs. My husband was unemployed for almost a year one time, and when a man is unemployed especially, he is very concerned about supporting his family, and he loses his self-respect and his dignity. We need to get them back into employment again. The Knighton Road Shopping Center development I am supporting because it will provide 500 construction jobs, and we know what's happened to construction in Shasta County, and it will provide over 1,400 jobs for other people down there. It is not a mall. It is a shopping center, and it will have a variety of different businesses down here. That's why I am supporting it. It will also give additional money to the schools, and I know that when I talked to Jeff Hess, I reminded him that even though he may give it to their regular budget, it still doesn't help because then the state will just deduct that from what the allocation is for that school. But they can use the money to pay off a bond measure that they have. So that will help the schools. And then there'll be over $2 million that will go into the county budget. That will help us with public safety, which we desperately need. I do not believe that we can exist here in a safe situation when we only have 2 deputies around patrolling Shasta County in the evenings. We need more than 2 deputies. What if something happened up in Burney and one was in Shasta Lake and one was in Igo? How much longer would it take for them to get up there than if we had somebody up there stationed all day long and all evening long?
So you do that. You see that by tax, by the extra money being brought in for taxes, in this case,
right,
in the Knighton Road Shopping Center.
Right. Well, you know, when people are employed, they pay taxes. And that ripple effect is spread throughout whatever they buy, whether it's sales tax or income tax, or if they own a business, a corporate tax. So that ripple effect affects other businesses, and then those businesses also will pay taxes and put people to work.
All right, we got to take a break. Our guest is Sherry Beck, running for supervisor, District 4.
District 4, and we've got more questions. Of course, we are taking... we do have some questions from the chat room, which is great, and also taking your calls here on KCNR, the phone line, the hotline directly to the studio to ask Sherry questions, 605-4567. Taking a break here, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As Police Chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the Sheriff's Office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks in the Newlywed Game, and I really hope to see you at America's greatest game shows.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show, Swipe to Win, for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Bob Eubanks on Thursday, May 31st.
Here's how you could be part of the excitement.
May 3rd through May 30th, Swipe to Win, Play to Win, Stay to Win, plus play bingo, slots, table games, and poker for yet another chance to win show tickets. At America's Greatest Game Shows, everyone wins. But you have to play at Wind River Casino to be a part of our live audience. Over $20,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes, plus your chance at $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show on Thursday, May 31st at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's Greatest Game Shows.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. For details on America's Greatest Game Shows, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore from Moore's Flour Mill, and I'd like to clear up some confusion. Measure B has nothing to do with the proposed shopping mall on Knighton Road. Measure B is an extreme measure that would dictate what hundreds of private property owners can or cannot do with their land. Measure B is supposed to protect farming, but if it passes, I won't be able to expand my organic farm in Cherry Creek Bottom or allow the public to buy fresh milled grain products at the farm. So please, vote no on Measure B. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the shopping mall.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense. Something is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
You went to Japan with them and had to take a quick shot. So it didn't...
I'm sorry, well, what was that?
Someone had to take a quick shower is what I heard. Does that mean that, let's see, I think we have somebody on the line, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. We're coming right in. I heard somebody. I'll be right back. Can't take a shower. Well, hope it's a good one. Tobacco and Brew, last stick standing promotion until the end of the month. Buy six CAO cigars and get last stick standing. Of course, you get your favorite cigar. Stop by Espresso Joe's and try our their flavored Red Bulls. Very refreshing drink. Serve that over blended ice. And the coffee of the month is Cookie Dough Crunch. Get it blended for only $3. That's a Tobacco and Brew.
Okay, we have Sherry Beck is our guest, and Sherry, one of the questions, we have John Dixon's on the line, but first we're going to ask a question from the chat room. It says, did you say that there should be an RV dumping spot in the proposed shopping center?
I did not say there had to be one. What I have proposed or suggested to Mr. Hess was that since we have so many RVs going up and down I-5, especially during the summertime, would there be any possibility of having a dump station there since there are so few here in the Reading area? And he said, well, if a gas station wanted to situate itself there and put a dumping station there, that would have to be approved, of course. But I did not say there had to be one. I just suggested, would there be a possibility of having one?
Okay. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning. Sounds like we had you on for a while.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Are people in your house taking showers?
What was that shower business about?
I don't know.
I was hoping that we just didn't have the lines open because we were talking about
it. Is there a Cheshire grin I hear?
Is this something about I need a shower or what?
I don't know, but it was a girl. I'll be right back.
It was a girl says, yeah. Hi, John. Okay. We have that
anyway,
on tape. Okay.
I'll tell you what, guys. I am so frustrated because I can't be in the chat room.
Why can't you be in the chat room?
What's going on?
Well, let's talk about Sherry first here,
yes.
This is what this is about. Again, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Officially, good morning, Bad Bob. And good morning, Sherry Beck. How are you this morning?
I'm very fine. How are you?
I'm fine, and I'm going to call you Sherry if you don't mind. It's not a mark of disrespect, because that is part of what I have to say here. I want you to know I respect your qualifications for this position, especially I'm pleased that you've worked with Jim. And I think you're going to do a good job if you're elected in this.
Thank you.
I do have some questions, however, and I don't think a platform based on whether or not this Knighton Road project is going to go through is really a sound approach to how we're going to improve criminal law enforcement. I'm very concerned about the invasion into Shasta County of all these criminals, and the sheriff needs $6.5 million annually to open that new jail. That's going to be his operating cost.
Right.
And other than the Knighton Road project, which I don't think is going to bring in that $6.5 million to support it, do you have a plan to help Sheriff DeCinco in acquiring that money to make this thing work?
Yes, we have looked at that. We're going to be looking at the budget to see where our priorities are. Of course, it's going to take 2 to 3 years to build that jail. And as you probably know, the money has been allocated by the state, $33 million for construction, but the Board of Supervisors has not accepted that yet. They have put aside several thousand dollars for a study, an EIR study, to examine the possibility of building that jail. And then, of course, we have to come up with $2.5 million of matching funds. I will work on getting that funding, that operating money, looking at our current budget and also working with the legislators in Sacramento. I have a good relationship with the legislators down there. And Jim Nielsen, of course, is the vice chair of the budget committee. He is very concerned. He's been very supportive of law enforcement over the years. I worked for him as well when he was a senator as an assemblyman. And I will work with them in seeing that we can get more funding. Of course, there's always the Prop 172 money that's coming in. It's not going to be $6.5 million, but it will go toward public safety.
Well, let me just mention that here in the community, we're very concerned about the criminal element coming in, but we're also concerned with the fact that if that facility is built and not funded, it reverts to the state, and what their use will be of it at that point is very questionable and not necessarily in the best interest of Shasta County, and I think you should be looking at that too.
Absolutely.
Just a point of reference.
Absolutely. And the board is very frugal in spending funds that are there and not spending funds that we don't have. And I will certainly support that as a board member.
Thanks, Sherry. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hey, John, let's talk about your problems with the chat room because we miss your smiling face.
Yeah, what is it?
Hey, I'll tell you what's going on. I get the chat room up. I can't. I sign in, and you guys can see it, and I can make a statement, and you can see it, but I can't see my comments or any comments that are being made. I'm not the only one. This has happened to other people in the past. I have gone through everything, and I've isolated it with Bob Belongi, and I've contacted Bradley, and he says that the solution is going to be the new chat room that they're putting up, that he's going to put up. And I hope he puts it up pretty soon because I miss everybody.
Well, wow. You know what?
We have to talk to Bradley about this.
I just hold his feet to the fire on that one because it's just very frustrating.
We have to hold friendly feet to
that's
the fire.
That's what I mean.
And payday's coming up Monday, so that's a good time to grab feet and light them.
I'm lonely without you guys in the morning.
Oh, well, you know, I'm lonely without you.
That week that we had each other, we enjoyed, really enjoyed, but we missed everybody.
Hey, yeah. Tremendous vacation I hope you had, and you sound like you're refreshed and ready to go.
Thank you.
We enjoy it.
Thank you so much. We really
thanks,
always.
Guys. I'll be back on as soon as the technology allows it.
Okay, John.
All
thanks
right.
so much.
We've got to take a break here for the news, and our guest is Sherry Beck, who is running for supervisor, 4th District. Come back. We're going to talk about some more things about the shopping center and a number of other things in realignment.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is kicking off the day in a sea of red. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 144 points. It's also a tough day for Pep Boys. Shares are tumbling more than 20% after the auto parts retailer agreed to cancel a takeover deal with private equity firm The Gores Group. After years of trying to sell itself, Pep Boys struck a deal with The Gores Group in January for roughly $791 million in cash. But earlier this month, The Gores Group sought to delay the buyout after Pep Boys reported it barely made a profit in the latest quarter. And European Union Commissioner Olli Rehn is recommending Spain be given an extra year to reach its deficit targets. Rehn says the country should only be given an extension to 2014 if it can control excessive spending. He wants Spain to provide two-year budget plans for both 2013 and 2014. European leaders will consider the recommendations before making a ruling at a summit in June. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lotto Secco organic local pork, including chops, roasts, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case,
choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Hints is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Winter Gardens.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach, 7:35 in the morning, May the 30th, 530-605-4567. Is our phone number, and our chat room's going for everybody but John Dixon. And John, perhaps that's you. And not, okay, we're working on it. Our guest is Sherry Beck, running for district supervisor, District 4.
District 4. Right. And, of course,
it's a crowded race.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, District 4, the communities, just in case you're thinking, okay, what do they cover? Mountain Gate, Lake Shasta, Lakehead, Castella, North Reading, Pine Grove, Lakeshore, and the city of Shasta Lake.
Right.
Sherry, we know that you have been in business. Tell us a little bit. I think really what some of us would like to get, you know, a picture inside of your past. You and your husband worked in opened and owned a business for 35 years. You think about for 35 years how that represents a couple generations, two or three generations, in fact, of, you know, people and their kids working that you employed.
Well, we didn't own the business for 35 years. I worked for the legislature for over 25 years, but we had our business for about 8 years.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's a full-service steakhouse. Yes, our children were growing up at the time, and when our two oldest daughters were in high school while we were down there, they came in and they helped us as well. We were very much involved with the public. In fact, the steakhouse that we had was immaculate. We had great customer service. We had consistency in our food, and we supported the community. We had people coming from the Bay Area going north. They would pass up the two in Sacramento and the one in Chico and come to our steakhouse because they knew we had wonderful community service. We had great public service with our staff, and they knew that they could always get a good meal and be served well. That was our public service. We also supported the community by providing funding from our profits for the music program there. And we also had, because we didn't serve alcohol, we had the football teams in after the games. And whenever they had proms or other special events for the students at the high schools, their parents were not afraid to let their kids come to our restaurant because they knew that they would not have access to alcohol.
Excellent.
Okay, there's a number of things going on here in Shasta County, as you know, that one of them is the Board of Supervisors actually had an official meeting to discuss the management of the staff, which to me should have been something that was going on all the time. I find, you know, are you familiar with, you know, the different departments of Shasta County?
Yes.
Do you think that their management has been, the management of departments has been done well?
Well, there are a couple of departments that are strictly accountable to the board. And one of those has received a lot of complaints, and I've listened to those complaints. I've talked to some of the supervisors. The problem that they have is that that person kind of has set up their own little community.
Are we talking about Russ Mall?
You might say that was his
okay,
name.
Well, let's just say
all
what
right.
It is then.
All
okay.
Right. Russ Mall. I've listened to a lot of complaints from people that when they go in there, it was not a friendly service. And what I would like to see is when people go into the county with their projects or their questions or their concerns, that we have better customer service, so to speak. We are public servants. We're being paid by the taxpayers. We're there to help the people, not turn them off. And I would like to see when people go in, they say, you know, here's my project. And the county management person would look at that and say, well, within the parameters of federal law and state law and our local ordinances, here's what's going to affect your project. But let's look at it and see what we can do to help you. We want to see you be successful. And that's what I would like to see is a friendlier attitude and more help from those county managements, particularly Russ Moll. And I understand that Russ is going to retire at the end of the year anyway. So perhaps the board can look at someone else that would have that type of attitude, a friendly attitude, a helpful attitude for the people.
If Russ Moll changed his mind, would you support discharging him?
I would have to look at the results of what the evaluation was, because I know that each management person, each person that's in supervision has to be evaluated every year. I would want to look at that and see what they came up with.
Okay. We're going to take a little bit of an early break. Because when we come back, I want to talk about coordination with the Shasta National Forest and how that works, and then also the regional water boards.
Right.
Two big things that are coming for the Board of Supervisors.
Our guest is Sherry Beck. We will be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
California's first congressional district is at a crossroads. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who take money from special interest groups to further their own agendas. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who continue to line their own pockets with our tax dollars while asking us to make cuts. We must not elect Doug LaMalfa. He is unethical, does not know the difference between illegal conduct, fraud, and political satire. His actions are indefensible. He is misleading you. He is not one of us. As your next congressman, I will represent this diverse district and all of its citizens fairly and equitably. I will always act honestly, with strength and integrity. I will never forget that I work for you. I'm not taking donations, will not accept the Cadillac health care Congress offers only to itself, and will not stay in office longer than 6 years. I'm Michael DeQuisto, and I'm running for Congress. I approve this ad. Please vote for me on June 5th.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, May the 30th. You having a good day today? This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. What can I say? Go on down to 6915 East Side Road, Building 6. Go down and see Bob and Judy. They are in their third, and since they've been there since 1985. If you've got something that needs sharpened, they'll sharpen it. Knives, routers, gardening tools, and they will make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. That's R&B Sharpening. You know what? Great people. I mean, you just go in and get your knives sharpened up. It keeps you from hurting yourself. Phone lines there are 530-365-1479. That's R&B Sharpening in Anderson. Our guest is Sherry Beck, running for District Supervisor, District 4. The questions coming in have to do with coordination, and I am assuming this is the with the Shasta Trinity National Forest, how they were trying to shut off all the roads, even though the whole Board of Supervisors and every person in Shasta County stood up and said, please don't do that. And Sharon, whatever her name is?
Haywood.
Haywood said, hey, I've listened to thousands and thousands of people here in Shasta County. I don't care what you think. I'm doing it. And she did it because she could. Except they stopped because of coordination. Are you familiar with that and with the what they're doing to try to bring to give us some roads back in Shasta County?
Well, I've read that the Board of Supervisors has tried to get answers out of her for a number of times, and she either didn't show up or she didn't have the response that they were looking for. If we're going to work together as governmental agencies, we have to sit down and negotiate on these issues. And I know that at one time, the Forest Service wanted to shut off Mount Shasta and make it a National Historic Place. That didn't work either. There were hundreds of people that showed up there at Mount Shasta. I was one of them that attended that meeting with Dave Muir from Wally Herger's office. And that didn't go forward either. There was such an outcry on that. I think that for someone to say that, no, we're not going to do that, they're not having the attitude that they, too, are paid by taxpayers' money. They, too, are a public servant. They need to listen to the people who utilize that forest. We pay for that forest as well. And I think that Sharon Haywood needs to sit down and look at the other governmental entities and say, let's work together on this and see what we can work out. No, I don't believe that all the roads should be shut up like that. And I think that the Board of Supervisors has a responsibility to continue working with the Forest Service and working these issues out.
But Sherry, so far Sharon has ignored that.
Well, then we need to go to our federal legislators and say, hey, you guys are the ones that oversee this Forest Service. You oversee their budget. Let's see a little movement, and let's see just what who really runs the road is up there.
Well, I'm not sure Wally Herger did that, and I'm sure that trying to get Feinstein or who's the other one?
Boxer.
To do. Well, you know, the only reason I say that is we never hear him. They never come up here.
No.
And they could care less of the North State. We kind of feel like the McCoys of the Hatfields and the McCoys. Right now we're outnumbered and getting our butt shot off.
Well, I think Diane Feinstein came up here once to dedicate some.
She did?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
Oh, this has been years ago.
Dedicate what, the first bridge across Sacramento?
No. They gave federal money for...
Boxer came up here a few years
ago. Yeah, Boxer did come up to Waverville.
There was a big event at the Cascade. I actually interviewed her for about 8 seconds or so.
Really?
Well, anyway, so that was...
I didn't know that they were real.
A long time
ago. I didn't know they were real.
Yeah.
I thought that this... You know, has anybody seen them together? I thought they were the same person because the same people voted for them. The regional water problems we're having up in Siskiyou County, I mean, that's get turning in. When they say water wars, they mean it. And down here, there's some of the supervisors. Leonard Modi, in fact, is one of them that says, and some of the people running for supervisors say, putting all these the northern counties onto this water board gives power, even though they don't have, he says.
They don't have any authority.
They don't
to
have
do
any
anything.
Authority to do anything.
No. No, so, but it sends a statement that we're all together in preserving our water rights. Now, I asked Jim Nielsen about this because I served on his water task force. He had a water task force with 100 people on it when he was a senator, and they were up and down the district. And they met once a quarter, and they discussed water problems, and they even put forth some legislation, SB 1086, which provided the water curtain at Shasta Dam as well as protecting certain fisheries. This particular water right, he informed me, was that in the second water bond issue that's out there that hasn't been voted on yet, our area of origin water rights are preserved in that particular water bond, and Sites Reservoir is funded in that water bond. Then I asked Dave Muir about Wally Herger's position on our water rights. excuse me, and he said that the House has passed a bill that would make federal water rights overtake state water rights, which I don't think they're going to get away with, according to the Constitution. But he said that the federal water rights would take precedent over state water rights, and this is to help the farmers down in the valley that are suffering greatly without their water. And I said, so are our Northern California water rights preserved in that bill? And he said, Wally went in and fought for that, and they did put that in the bill that the House passed. Now it's over to the Senate, and we're just waiting to see what the Senate's going to do with that particular bill.
Feinstein and Boxer, see, protect the North state water rights, protect the southern part water rights. I wonder what they would do.
Yeah,
anyway,
I wonder.
Hey, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Sherry Beck, running for district supervisor, District 4. And we come back for our last segment. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
There's no
This is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense, something that is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. One of my opponents, while she was serving on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, approved an illegal and unconstitutional fire tax. We've already paid for fire protection. I will not support any new taxes of this type. It's time for proven leadership in Shasta County. And as always, I will support a two-term limit and will refuse all retirement and health care benefits. Vote Patrick Henry Jones, District 3 Supervisor. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. 7:54 in the morning, May the 30th. Our guest is Sherry Beck, who is running for district supervisor in District 4. And we've been talking about coordination, been talking about the water problems. Let's talk about the Veterans Home here. The Veterans Home isn't open. I realize that the Board of Supervisors don't have a lot to do with that, in the sense of it's built and the money's got to come from the state.
Right.
What kind of pressure? Is there any type of pressure that you think can still be applied that hasn't been applied already from
Absolutely.
The county?
Absolutely. The board can still hold their feet to the fire and say, you built these up here in Shasta County, and this needs to be opened. The veterans went down there, and they supported the funding for the veterans' homes, and Assemblyman Jim Nielsen was able to maneuver the funding bill on a bipartisan effort through the Assembly. It's now sitting in the Senate waiting for them to support it. And I understand there's a lot of bipartisan support over there as well. This will fund the Reading home as well as the Fresno home. And I don't think people should let up saying, well, you know, it's gotten through the Assembly, now so in the Senate, what do we do now? Just keep writing letters to your legislators and telling them every letter counts for 10 people. And don't do the mimeograph stuff where you just sign your name. Put your own personal reasons in there and send it to your legislators. And they were responsible for responding back to you. This pressure, I believe, will help pass that particular bill and get these funded and get this home open.
Okay. In the last few minutes here, plans for attracting business to Shasta County?
Yes. I believe that the county should either suspend and or reduce permit fees to help people with their projects up here. The city did that, and it spurred economic growth. And I think we can do that on a limited time and help them out as well. This is one of the proposals that I have that I believe that the board would adopt. In fact, I talked to a couple of supervisors, and they're listening to that particular proposal, and it may happen before the election even takes place.
What kind of impact do you think the Knighton Road Shopping Center question is going to have on the overall election round here?
Well, I think that anybody who supports it supports jobs. We want to get people back to work. And I think that is going to have an impact on those who are supporting the Knighton Road project, supporting any project that will bring jobs here to Shasta County. We need to get these people to work. When those people get to work, they pay taxes. Taxes pay for your county and state government.
It just seems like with this measures A and B, and this is why I talk to every one of the candidates, that it's kind of like that. I mean, it's a built-in group of people that are fiercely fighting this one way or the other, fiercely fighting against it. And it seems like if it wasn't for that issue, you'd almost have a completely different type of election being run, you know, this time around, I'm thinking. Even though that what you say and what everybody says is about, you know, it says we want more jobs, we want this and this and this. This measure A and measure B is kind of like this large gorilla sitting in the side of the room that you know everybody agrees on jobs. There isn't one person, I don't think, in Shasta County that doesn't truly believe that jobs would cure almost every problem we have in Shasta County.
Well, it would certainly go toward helping it.
I believe, like you said, and like other people have said, is that if a man has a job or a woman has a job, can take care of themselves and their families, that takes care of a lot of problems there. Plus, they
Absolutely.
Pay taxes, and then, you know, you've
mm-hmm.
got less crime, you've got more kids going to school, you've got right. you know, the money is spread around. Jobs, that's the secret.
Right.
And it's not all going to come out of Knighton Road. They've got to come from other places. You know, we can talk
right.
about permits, but what kind of businesses can we lure in? I shouldn't say lure, but what can we attract? I mean, Stillwater's been sitting out there forever.
Yeah. I've talked to Mark LaSalle down there at the Economic Development Corporation, and he told me that there are about five projects sitting out there. He couldn't tell me what they were, but they were getting close. What I have heard from different experts here and local people as well, we need manufacturing jobs here. And certainly manufacturing jobs pay good money, and they can support a lot of people. So we need to look at particular type of manufacturing jobs to get up here. Service jobs are great, but they are on the lower paid schedule. So what we need to do is work with our Economic Development Corporation. We need to expand our tourism because that's money from out of our county supporting us. And we need to really help look at different prospects, help, you know, I want to see more funding go to Mark's office as well to help him out. He has a limited number of people there, and I think he's doing a great job. He's already lured some other people here, and I think we need to support Mark in that.
Yes.
Okay, we've got like 40 seconds left. How do people get a hold of you, how do, you know, into your campaign and websites and all that?
They can go to my website, SherryBeck2012.com. And on there, you can hit on Facebook if you want to see some of my blogs and some of my videos that I've had. I have appeared before several different groups. I've been to numerous candidate forums. I've been interviewed by a number of people. I'm supported by the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association, and I have 115 other names there that I've
given. Wonderful. And let's say that Sherry Beck is spelled C-H-E-R-I-B-E-C-K.
Right.
I know there's different ways it's spelled, Sherry. Where can one see you quickly? In the next week or two, are you going to be speaking?
We've just run out of time, and our guest in the next hour will be Doug LaMalfa.
Okay.
Listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Court today challenging the state's marriage ban. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Dave, the ACLU and Lambda Legal are filing suits on behalf of more than two dozen gay and lesbian couples here in Illinois, arguing that it's unconstitutional for the state to deny them the right to marry. Illinois allows same-sex civil unions, but the couple say the limited rights and protections make them feel like second-class citizens. Lambda Legal had success in taking Iowa's law barring gay marriage to the Iowa Supreme Court, which legalized it in 2009. Dave?
Jennifer, Mitt Romney is ready for a nationwide meet and greet now that his win in Texas gives Romney enough delegates to be the Republican nominee.
People will get to know me better. My guess is they're going to get to know more about me than they'd like to by the time we're finished.
Romney will be out fundraising in California later today. President Obama has no campaign events. More dead bodies discovered in Syria just days after the massacre that's prompted countries around the world to kick Syrian diplomats out. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
A gruesome discovery, Dave, by those UN observers in Syria monitoring the peace plan. 13 bodies uncovered in eastern Deir ez-Zor province, killed execution style with their hands tied behind their backs. As the UN gets ready to hold a special session over Friday's massacre that killed more than 100, activists report fresh fighting in the same area, Houla. Survivors of that attack blame pro-government thugs. The regime continues to point the finger at terrorists, Dave.
Emily, a wildfire burning in the Gila National Forest, now the biggest ever in New Mexico history.
Infrared imaging this morning revealed that the fire size is now 170,272 acres.
Fire Information Officer Jerry Perry says 1,200 firefighters out battling it. The fire's burned down a dozen homes. On Wall Street, a sell-off, the Dow down 160. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Guys, urinating frequently, interrupted sleep, intimacy issues? Yes, it could be your prostate. Right now, you can try Prosterix, the gold standard in prostate supplements, for free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. The proprietary formula in Prosterix contains more proven ingredients for prostate health than the leading brand. Order your free bottle of Prosterix today. Just call 888-773-0299, 888-773-0299, or visit ptx1.com, ptx1.com.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. That's IncomeAtHome22.com.
It wasn't expected to be controversial when President Obama handed Bob Dylan, John Glenn, and others medals of freedom yesterday.
This is a packed house, which is a testament to how cool this group is.
But what the president said giving out one medal has Poland very angry. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
In remarks at the Medal of Freedom ceremony, President Obama honored Jan Karski, a Nazi resistance fighter in World War II, by saying,
"Resistance fighters told him that Jews were being murdered on a massive scale and smuggled him into the Warsaw Ghetto and a Polish death camp to see for himself.
And Poles strongly reject the term Polish death camp, characterizing them instead as German death camps inside Nazi-occupied Poland. The Polish foreign minister calling it a matter of ignorance and incompetence and demanding an apology. The White House admits the president misspoke, Dave.
Jared, this is what two big earthquakes and a lot of little aftershocks can do to you.
I jump every time I hear a noise.
She's in devastated northern Italy where people fearing a home collapse slept in tents or their cars last night. The 17th and final person killed in yesterday's quake was pulled out of the rubble this morning. Seven people died in the May 20th quake. Rhode Island is in a legal tug of war with Washington, D.C. over an accused killer facing arraignment today.
Jason W. Plue, accused of killing a man in 2010, has been ordered to be arraigned in U.S. District Court in Providence, Rhode Island, after the First District Court of Appeals in Boston cleared the way with a written order. Rhode Island does not have a death penalty, but if Plue is prosecuted in federal court, he does face the death penalty. Governor Lincoln Chafee has been fighting for almost a year to avoid a federal court prosecution. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Now, it's not just stocks selling off today. Oil is plunging on concern about a slowing economy affecting demand. It's fallen over $3, back to about $87 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl in the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, May the 30th.
You know, this is the official Memorial Day.
This is official Memorial Day.
And there are going to be, we'll be telling you in just a moment about some very, very special events that you will probably most likely want to attend that are going on in town. It is the 30th of May. We're looking at a sunny day today with temperatures around 95. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yes, we are live. We are here 8:05 in the morning.
Mostly clear.
We're here. And the hills are alive. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 61. Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Weather's always brought to you by Selma Vineyards.
Hey, we're going there Friday. They've got music. Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to hang out. We're going to have some 474-5546.
Give them a call. Really 11 o'clock today at the Veterans Grove down at the Civic Auditorium.
That's going to be a big deal, and we hope to see you out there.
And also today at 4 p.m. in Anderson and the Anderson River Park in the Veterans Park side of it. They're commemorating or dedicating a Memorial Park bench to Petty Officer Chad Riglin, one of our heroes from Anderson who died in Afghanistan, was killed in action on January 2nd of this year, class of 2005 from the Anderson High School. He was a explosive ordnance technician. And let me tell you what, when they walked, they clanked. What a great bunch of men that are out there doing a very, very dangerous job. Anyway, today at 4 p.m., please be there at Veterans Park and in Anderson at the Anderson River Park for this dedication of this Memorial Park bench.
And we always have our market moment, our market minute by our Wells Fargo advisors. This morning for our 8 o'clock moment and our minute is Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's going on now?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 140 points at 12,440. The S&P 500 is down 16 at 1,316. And the NASDAQ is down 36 at 2,834. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 10 cents at $7.33 and Ford Motor Corporation down 25 cents at $10.59. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 7 cents at $9.13 and Bank of Commerce is positive 2 cents at $3.90. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.64%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is down $2.90 at $87.86. Gold is down $10.50 at $15.40.50. And silver is down 28 cents at $27.51. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, thank you so much. Our Wells Fargo Advisors, they're located out on Park Marina Drive. If you've got any questions about what's happening in the stock market, what you should be doing there, go down and talk to Kathy or Josh or Susan or Chris. Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Okay. We've talked about the 11 o'clock at the Veterans Park or Veterans or help me out here, Bob. At the Civic Auditorium at the Veterans
Memorial Grove.
At the Grove. Thank you. I was having problems with the word Grove. At 11 o'clock and again at 4 p.m. today out at Anderson. We're waiting right now for Doug LaMalfa, Senator LaMalfa, to call in. And so while we're doing that, we'll just go back to a couple of other things. In fact, I tell you what, Bob, let's go to a break here, and then we'll roll out on that right after.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Ask yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County. Paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here. KCNR, yeah. We've got a lot of stuff going on here. You know, it's political season. And Carl is going to be back here in a second. But I wanted to talk to you. But first of all, I wanted to do a shout-out to, you know, we left right after the rodeo. We get a chance to say how much we appreciate the Reading Rodeo Association and the Asphalt Cowboys. It turned out to be a tremendous event. We did Chicks and Chaps for the very first time here. That was a lot of fun. Congratulations on actually launching that. Just wanted to say, you know, thank you. We were participants and we sponsored a little bit of that, and it was really a great time. I also wanted to talk with you about what's happening with us next week. And okay, this is really a big deal. It is the Relay for Life, and this is the first time KCNR is going to be doing a booth. And actually, we will be out there. There will be somebody from our station, and we will also be out there. I will sing to, I've been honored to, been asked again to sing the national anthem, but then I got a call to ask if I would sing another number, and I just want to share with you, that I was just, my ego got so in the way. I just thought, national anthem is great. I can sing it a cappella, so on and so forth. Meanwhile, we have our team that we're assembling, and we're going to be out there for 24 hours. We're raising money for cancer research. Okay, this is American Cancer, this is Relay for Life. You hear about it every year, the Luminaria, the Survivor's Lap. So I went into my studio. I have a little music studio at home, and I went through some of my CDs, and I thought, you know, here's the song that I wrote years ago that is called Let the Miracles Begin. And I've never performed this song in Reading. I've never sung. It's just been on the shelf. So I really believe it. I prayed about it, thought about it, you know, just ask, why would you not do this? And then I thought about all the people who have gone before me, my friends who passed away, relatives, friends, you know, have been taken in life way before their time. Or maybe it wasn't their time, it was their time, but you know what I'm saying, in my lifetime to see that happen to me. So sharing with you that I'm proud, and there, it was like the Spirit spoke to me that you really need to do this. And we are going to be out there full-fledged with everything that we have. We hope you come join us. And that's the Relay for Life. You know, Bob, you've been out there before. You know, share with our listeners, too, because you've been in the radio business for years, and we know how important it is. There's so many different businesses in the Reading area who go out there and do raise money and do the booth thing.
It is an amazing event. I've participated, yes, over the years several times, and especially the emotion of the Luminaria to go out there. It's like 10 o'clock at night, and the memory of all those people remembering through the lights and the Luminaria and the solemnity, and then they have a piper playing Amazing Grace, mm-hmm. and you are seriously lumpy throat time, I tell you.
Well, Randall Hempling is a survivor, and last year he spoke, and we just sat there with our mouths agape with his testimony and his speech, and, you know.
Our mouths agape?
Yeah, I had to put mine up.
That's right.
Because I was like, wow.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Absolutely. And he had about, he's a wonderful testimony of somebody who is a full thriving survivor. In fact, he's going to be taking a long sabbatical here in a little bit where he's going to have a good time. We're not going to bust it out where he's going or what he's doing. But, you know, we just think the world of Randall.
I admire what he's doing.
Yeah.
Hey, and okay, well, we have corralled our senator, Senator Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Senator.
Hi there. How are you doing this morning?
Did you pull off the side of the road? Do you have a minute?
Yes, I will. I'll pull all the way off here underneath the building. After there, so.
We're not bothering you, are we, Senator?
I'm sorry.
We're not bothering you, are we?
No. I'm sorry for messing up the schedule this morning. Yeah,
that's okay. I imagine there's some things going on.
Yeah, a few, but this is a real crunch week for the House of Origin deadline here for all the bills that first emanated from the Senate. They all have to be processed this week, so it is crunch time, and one of several this year, but. That in layered over a few other things that might be going on. It's,
Okay.
Anyway, so how are you doing this morning?
We're doing fine. You know, we heard that the, you know, we were gone last week, and you probably wished you could take a vacation for a while. We were off, and we understand is that the funding for the Veterans Home actually moved forward?
Subcommittee hemmed and hawed about it and did not move it forward there. Instead, the excuse was to keep it for later discussion in the full budget committee.
Oh, okay. So it didn't move forward.
You know, that was I did still make the motion, and I wanted to be required that there be a vote on the record for that, you know, and I got a little bit of pushback, but I think it's proper and necessary to at least be on record that this place couldn't find $7.3 million after we'd already outlined about $27 million of other savings that had come from different veterans cuts had been made around the state or different, you know, $9 million, for example, was shifted from state responsibility to federal responsibility. So there's savings right there on that. So, yeah, the short answer is the Senate did not move it, but it's going to be part of the bigger budget committee discussion where hopefully they don't try and shuffle it off into some back corner and not talk about it.
Well, that's just, you know, after they have at least the subcommittee and the assembly move forward unanimously on it, then have the Senate. I guess we're starting to figure out where our Senate, our Democratic senators are, where their love is. It's not especially
for the
veterans.
Well, the Senate subcommittee is made of three members, me, one, and two Democrat members that one is actually on the Senate Veterans Committee. I thought we would have had a pretty good friend there. And then the other one was more concerned about the state parks and the funding for that. I'm not going to do anything to move anything else unless we do something about state parks first, was that contention there. So, you know, I think we can find remedies for things, but the deadline was that day, and they chose to punt on it. And so it's pretty disgusting, but as it is, the budget item included $3.3 million to mothball both the Reading and Fresno brand new veterans homes, where $7.3 million on top of that would have gotten them on a slow ramp up to at least start getting them put in place.
You're saying that they
serving veterans. Go ahead.
You say they approved a $3.3 million to mothball the veterans homes?
Correct. There's money in the budget to just keep the security there and keep running the air conditioner super low or super high and the heat running super low in the winter. Just you know what I'm saying, just to
oh yeah, no, I understand. It's
keep it in cold storage, I guess. Until
yeah, sure. We don't need to help those veterans. Hey, Senator, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we can get into the role of the questions and things like this. If people have got a question for Senator LaMalfa, who is also running for our United States Congress seat, let's give us a call at 605-4567. Meanwhile, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
We can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and gladhanders in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Ryan Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage of my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, inside Espresso Joe's. Right now, get the Red Bull specials, $3. Have your iced coffee, cookie, and dough. That's the special. And they're also having a special cigar promotion. Buy five, get the sixth one free. Tobacco and Brew, Hilltop Drive.
Last standing. Okay, our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa, running for the U.S. Congressional District 1. Good morning there, Senator.
How you doing again?
Okay. Hey, the latest, you know, the stuff about the home makes me crazy. A question came in. It says, look, if we're going to mothball the home, are they going to cut the staff loose then?
Are they what?
The staff that they're working, you know, they have staff that they've hired to work there, administrators, et cetera, et cetera. Are they going, if they're going to mothball the homes, are they going to keep the staff? People have already got jobs there.
Well, I think it's a pretty skeleton staff to just kind of get things started. I mean, they haven't staffed up the people that they need to actually serve the patients, the people inside on a day-to-day basis. So it's supposedly a pretty skeleton staff that, again, we're talking about a delayed ramp-up, supposedly, where it's still going to come online later in the year or at the end of the fiscal year, whatever the disposition of this ends up being in this year's budget process.
Okay.
So I don't see that there's going to be the staff that are already there reduced or eliminated because it's supposedly a really, really skeleton staff that would be needed to do whatever is on site already, you know. So it's pretty vague around here because when you get the legislature still with its finger in or out of that pie, you don't know what you're going to get until it's resolved at the end of the budget.
Yeah, I know, and the fact that the laws they can put in, or what do they call them? Shadow bills or something. They can then go in and fill them with anything they want, whatever that
word
is.
Well, there's traitor language that happens with the. You know, you have the budget in chief, and you have trader bills where other items are popped in and stored there. But it's a much more straight-up process, if you can believe it, in the California process than what happens in Washington, where you can tack on anything at any time, and then you'll have a bill that might have been a good bill until a rider was attached to it and made it a poison bill. So,
oh. Well, you know, I just can't, you know, and I'll get off the veterans home thing. It just seems like if this should have been like front page news, is that money's not out, you know, the budget subcommittee decides not to put it in there, that the there is money to mothball the homes, that this would, you know, start, you know, this could start the impetus to get, you know, thousands and thousands of people writing and, you know, to their
representatives. Well, we did put out a press release on the issue, but the press is too busy writing about utter nonsense right now to be focused on important issues of the state. So we're, you know.
Okay, the you know, the budget, and this is the last question I'm going to ask you really about the state, and we'll go into the congressional run here. We've only got a couple minutes left. The budget that seems to be, you know, it's even more dire than we thought of. So, you know, Brown's pushing for tax raises. It doesn't look like he's going to get that, at least, you know, from what I've been reading.
I don't think the voters are going to approve the issues on the ballot there, because they're looking at the state of California is not getting its act together. So why would we send more of our hard-earned money as taxpayers and citizens of the state to go help their dysfunction? I think that's people's attitude on it.
So the cuts, more huge cuts coming to education, medical, the veterans' homes, the veterans' help programs, just everything. Is it just automatic cuts? And we got like
everything
a minute.
Except for some of the pet projects like environmental spending and high-speed rail. I mean, I'm going to keep harping on high-speed rail until we've beaten this thing. But it seems like a lot of the pet projects or the protected species, such as certain labor union activity and things like that, don't get touched around here. We have to do something about pensions. We need to do things that are going to make the state viable long-term. And we need to look at every budget item as one that needs to be justified each time. That doesn't happen around here, so I guess we'll just slip into dysfunction even farther until the public finally starts throwing out politicians that don't want to take it that direction. So, you know, I'm here every day trying to push it in that direction and stand for the things that make common sense and fiscal viability long term, you know.
Okay, we got to take a break, Senator. We come back with a lot of questions about the run for Congress. And we'll be right back after the news. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flattern. It was the biggest drop in the past year, the fall off in signed contracts to buy homes last month. Wall Street is considering that and ongoing worries about European debt. The Dow is down 133 points after yesterday's gain of 126.
Volume yesterday was the lowest in almost 2 months, so no conviction to yesterday's move to the upside. On the contrary, the Dow Jones Industrials, the Nasdaq Composite, and the S&P all was down.
Fox Business Network's Nicole Petalides on Wall Street. 5 days after the massacre that took more than 100 lives, more victims have been discovered in Syria by UN observers.
13 bodies uncovered in eastern Deir ez-Zor province, killed execution style with their hands tied behind their backs.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither monitoring in Jerusalem. The UN Human Rights Council discusses this on Friday. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. One of my opponents, while she was serving on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, approved an illegal and unconstitutional fire tax. We've already paid for fire protection. I will not support any new taxes of this type. It's time for proven leadership in Shasta County. And as always, I will support a two-term limit and will refuse all retirement and health care benefits. Vote Patrick Henry Jones, District 3 Supervisor. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2012.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Reading for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Currently 67 degrees here in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. How are you on this 30th of May? Boom! Five is going by fast. The month of May. Sunny with temperatures around 95. Well, that was a quick cutoff. That was just not, that was like click, and
that was a quick jump in.
That was a quick. Well, you know, I just figured let's go. We got Doug on the phone. We're ready to go.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa. Besides the being our state senator, he is running for Congress. You ready to move into those types of questions?
Certainly.
Oh, you're on a new phone.
Yay.
I upgraded, yes.
Landline.
You upgraded to a landline. There has been all types of questions about a website that was put into that came in and hit the news. Latest comments on that, or is this something that I frankly said, okay, you know, that was done. It was a whoever did it obviously was not thinking clearly when whoever did that. But then again, I look at politics from both sides of things being said and down all the way to the city, you know, not less just Congress and national level, but all the way down to the city and things being said back and forth. I mean, do you think there was too much made of this?
Well, first of all, you know, I have to disclaim once again, I didn't authorize it, seek it, condone it, and I'm not happy about it. But it was done outside of any authorization of the campaign or what have you. So hey, it was done. But then if you want to go the other angle, look at the content of it. I mean, it's pretty tame stuff in the context of a hard-fought race. For when there's a U.S. House seat up, those tend to draw pretty tough races. If you want to look at the Berman versus Sherman race, down in Southern California, this is kid's play compared to that. So, and then I think if you want to answer to the slashing and burning that some of the opposition's been doing, using their bloggers out there for months and months and months, as well as some pretty tough radio ads out there calling me all sorts of things, the press conferences calling me all sorts of things. You know, I mean, I'm not responding to that stuff too much, and certainly this website thing wasn't a response by me for that either, so I'm not defending that. I'm not saying that's any kind of retaliation either, but it's out there, and it's been pulled down, and, you know, it's... But also, you know, there's people saying, oh, how come you aren't saying more about this thing? Well, anybody that pays attention knows that when there's lawyers and threats of lawsuits flying around, that you're not supposed to talk about certain things. And so that, coupled with personnel issues, you're supposed to keep your mouth shut to an extent. So the explanation that's been offered is what it is, and that's about where it's going to end.
Okay, thanks. We've got somebody on the phone. Don, good morning. Do you have a question for the senator? Hello, Don, do you have a question for the senator?
Don, good morning. Do you have a question? Good morning.
Okay, hi. Do you have a question for the senator?
Yeah, you know, it's just a comment kind of question. What the heck is going on up there? You know, we who elect these officials want certain things, the majority of us. Well, way out of whack, you talk about this high-speed rail, which we can obviously see is not the time. And they seem to do exactly what they want, not what we want. What do we do, and what's actually going on up there?
Okay, Don, thanks.
It's hard to tell sometimes, and I'm right in the midst of it here.
What's going on up there?
You walk through the middle of it, and you shake your head. What is the deal? Because it's basic mathematics here. And in a state that's 16, maybe approaching $17 billion upside down coming into the budget year, we want to have this expenditure for a high-speed rail. So two things we can do. I still have the bill alive in the committee, but it's probably not going to succeed. It's Senate Bill 985. I've just gotten no good indication from any of the Democrat members on the Transportation Committee that they'd be willing to put it back to a ballot vote for the people. We can only put taxes on the ballot that Jerry wants, but we can't put this sort of thing back on 4 years later after we've seen something closer to real numbers. So the next phase is... We have the initiative ready to go here, and I have a whole bunch of petitions in my car. We managed to spread a few of them around Northern California over the weekend, but they only gave me a handful, so I was a little frustrated. But I got a lot more now, and we want to get those out there. We'll have until mid-October to qualify 600,000 valid signatures or so to put it back on the ballot for 2014. So I wish it was 2012, but... none of the timing worked, and it would have been horribly expensive to try and qualify this year. So our job is to try and keep them from expending the money this year and hopefully having this specter of the initiative out there freeze this whole thing, and as well as working with our folks at the federal level to not send any more money out to it. I'll get off this here quickly, but we can only identify $13 billion of $3 billion of Fed and $10 billion of the state bond that we want to repeal via the initiative. Out of a total of $68 billion or $98 billion, or you pick a number, whatever the number is that day of high-speed rail, we have less than 20% of the money it would take that we can identify, and there's no visible means of any of the money coming from anywhere else at this time. It's craziness.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. We have people on the line and people on the chat room. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
California's first congressional district is at a crossroads. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who take money from special interest groups to further their own agendas. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who continue to line their own pockets with our tax dollars while asking us to make cuts. We must not elect Doug LaMalfa. He is unethical and does not know the difference between illegal conduct, fraud, and political satire. His actions are indefensible. He is misleading you. He is not one of us. As your next congressman, I will represent this diverse district and all of its citizens fairly and equitably. I will always act honestly, with strength and integrity. I will never forget that I work for you. I'm not taking donations, will not accept the Cadillac health care Congress offers only to itself, and will not stay in office longer than 6 years. I'm Michael DeQuisto, and I'm running for Congress. I approve this ad. Please vote for me on June 5th.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl on the bot, 8:45 in the morning. It's May the 30th. We're running out of May. This portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by Redding Crown Motors. That's right, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan Ram dealership right here in Redding and the surrounding areas. You know what? Here are your neighbors. They're going to give you great deals. They're going to take care of your vehicles. And if you don't buy that brand new car with that great deal they're going to give you, they've got all types of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. You need something, they've got it. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell and great pride in how they take care of their customers and the service they provide. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding. That's Crown Motors of Redding. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa, who is also running for Congress. Welcome back, Senator LaMalfa.
Thanks for having me.
Right, we have a question. Judy, good morning. Do you have a question for Senator LaMalfa?
Yeah, I do. I was just wondering, in the newspaper about the website, it said that it was Senator LaMalfa's chief of staff. And if that's true, how could he not know about it? And I guess the second part of my question is, has he apologized to Mr. DeQuisto and Mr. Aniston?
Okay, Judy, thank you. Did you hear that, Senator LaMalfa?
Yeah, I caught it. Well, you know, I'm not going to sit here and keep explaining this thing until some of the legal stuff is handled here. Again, when you have lawyers and threats of lawsuits around, you're supposed to hold back. But basically, things happen outside, after hours, and not at my behest. So I didn't seek that website to happen. And so, you know, I became aware of it after its existence. And when we were, then steps were taken to make sure it disappeared. So that's that. And as far as any other stuff, it's an election campaign, and plenty of stuff flies back and forth. So until later, things are going to stay as they are.
Okay, thanks, Senator. When we talk subsidies has come up numerous times. And you've addressed this on several occasions. The fact that as a farmer, rice farmer, you receive subsidies, and you said that the only, well, I don't want to put it in, you tell us what you said about to do about subsidies. I'm sitting here trying to put your words out, but you tell us.
Well, it's no news, really. I've been in this political scene here for almost 10 years now, and people know I'm a rice farmer. People know that's part of the process. The wick has been turned up on the issue this year for whatever reason. Seems to be a campaign issue that has been a big spotlight put on, and that's fine. You know, it's something we should talk about. but also know that the source comes from political opponents who are looking for any angle in the world to try and make an issue to, you know, advance their political agenda and, derail mine to some extent. So that's fine. Is the situation as it is great? No. I mean, I know a lot of farmers that farm the many different program crops, and it's always something that's held over the head, like, oh, you guys take this and take that. Well, if it's a priority set by the federal government that USDA is going to be in charge of how agriculture works in this country, and that our policies allow cheap imports to come in and undercut, then that's the policy they make back in Washington, D.C. It wasn't one that me or any single one farmer around the country has set forth themselves. It's one that you live with, otherwise you don't farm. And if for one farmer to be pious and say, well, I won't take it because I'm going to be pure and all the other ones still can, well, you're the only one then that's going to be upside down that far, because the rest of the system still has that price support system in place. So you're going to be only one that's that much farther out of the economic stream that everybody else is in. So what I think I can bring to the debate as a member of the U.S. House is the first-hand experience of hearing this stuff for several weeks and what that means to all farmers, but also that it isn't really a true market situation, that what Americans would like to embrace is that it becomes a market crop and not necessarily one that has a price support system attached to it, because I still believe farming is an honorable and necessary vocation, that people produce food in a world market basis. So we have other countries that come in and undercut us with a very distorting trade policy, and the ideal finally comes down to, and that's the question you would ask anybody, USDA or anybody at the Congress, do you want these products grown in this country, yes or no? And so whatever policies they set forth to do that is one that supposedly supports that. So people always say, oh, well, you're defending that system so you can line, you know, yours and your buddy's pockets. Like, I'm not defending it. I'm just explaining it, okay? It's a system that we're in as one of many, many farmers, and it's a situation that I think I can go help cure back in D.C., because I sure get tired of being raked over the coals for something that I didn't cause, and our family's been in the situation of farming rice in Northern California for 21 years. Before there was a program, and hopefully after the program goes away.
When you say go back and revisit, you're saying is that take a good look at the farm subsidies, see if and see how they can be changed?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be this way. And so maybe we can hit the reset button on the issue and have it be downsized. And actually, it's being downsized as we speak. The current proposal in front of the Congress is one that downsizes the price supports and gets to more to a safety net thing, which is appropriate. You know, that's a good discussion to have. But you also have to remember that the farm bill is 0.75%, has nothing to do with the actual price support of the crops, but a lot of it is food stamps, food aid programs, and conservation practices for lands across the country. So, you know, so is that defending it or is that explaining it? You know, you guys decide and let the spin meisters out there and other campaigns make it of it what they would.
Okay. All right. We got to take a quick break. Our guest is Senator Doug Lamoff, our state senator, and currently running, currently our state senator, but also running for Congress in our district. We're going to take a quick break. Jeff is on the line. Please hold on to the other side. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense. Something is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and L.A.'s liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 146. This portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, Redding Harley-Davidson. Ride a Harley. Since 1977, David and Robin Wright have been taking a hands-on experience in their business. They're offering a full range of accessories, service items, clothing, bikes. It's a full-service facility. You can trade your bike in to get a new one. The financing's available. What can I say? Call them at 241-7117 or visit them at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding. Open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 to 5:30. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
8:55 in the morning here. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 95, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 61. Looks like we're going to have a hot week. Get ready for that. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Our guest is Senator LaMalfa, and we have a caller on the phone. Ann,
good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Senator LaMalfa?
No, I just have a compliment for him, and I'll make it real fast. Fred and I were down picking up a piece of farm equipment closer to your neck of the woods the other day, and the guy saw our LaMalfa sticker on our car and said, oh, man, I like him. He said he was just at our little rural fire department barbecue, and he said, do you have any signs? And we said, oh, we happen to have a sign in the back of our pickup. So you have another one posted up down, you know, down there by Liberal Avenue. I know that's too bad, but that it's on that road. But,
yeah, I'm getting called that,
anyway,
too, so whatever.
Anyway, you have another sign down there. And Fred and I just bought some property up in the eastern part of your district, and all of our new neighbors up there love you, and you have support far and wide, and we know what your opponents are trying to do. They're grasping at straws, and we love you, Doug.
Thank you. The only one
we feel like we can really go to when things are tough. Thanks a lot for everything you do.
Wow.
Bless you. Thank you.
Wow. Is that, you know what, should we charge for that? We're going to send a bill. We're going to send a bill to the LaMalfa reelection campaign for that one.
Go ahead.
Hey, Senator, I want to talk to you about veterans. I want to talk to you about veterans, almost like a bill of rights. If you're elected to Congress, what do you plan on doing to assist our veterans?
Thanks, Carl. We just had a very moving Memorial Day. Actually, I have several ceremonies up and down the North State, as you know. And when you see the veterans that are with us there that have served, and when you see the families that have had ones they've lost, it just really pulls at the heart that we're not doing enough. We're not doing it right when they have to wait months and months to get treatment for health issues and have to ride in a van from some cases Wairika down to the Bay Area for hours and hours. And I think some revamping needs to be done of how they get their service, and that the promise needs to be kept. And so we talk about ideas of, you know, maybe a Bill of Rights, which, you know, there's a Bill of Rights for everything these days. It seems to be an overused term. But that said, why don't we just keep the promises that are implied or meant when they enlist, or even going back to those that were drafted, that we would see that their health is looked after, and that the other thing, the other benefits for those that, you know, stood in harm's way, had bullets fired at them, that have lost limbs, that have had, you know, all sorts of mental issues and stuff. We got to do a better job. And so part of my goal back there is to see that the system is improved. And, you know, we have to look at it maybe a little more openly and creatively, that as a system that is in place, the best one, or do they need to have a little more autonomy with such as a health card that can take them anywhere instead of only into a government system.
That might be a step forward. The other thing, too, is we have a million cases in a backlog at the VA, and it, the Obama administration and before them, the Bush administration seems to just think that the veterans here just have an inexhaustible source of, you know, of patients. But these people need
help.
Well,
part of it, like in many angles of government, is just slow the process down, and then by attrition, you don't have to provide whatever the service was that was promised or implied. And so, I mean, in the really distasteful way that it may be looked at, is that, yeah, if you just put them off long enough, they die, and then you don't have to provide the service, which is pretty sick if that's really what the goal is inside. Yeah. And that's in effect what's going on. Just look at this small microcosm here of the veterans home here in Redding and down in Fresno. By delaying, the state supposedly saves money, but you have veterans that could be served, that could be comforted and taken care of much better.
We're running out of time here. We've got like 20 seconds. When are you going to be back up here in the Redding and Anderson area?
This week's pretty rough with all the bills here, but I top my head perhaps this weekend when we're clear of here.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm still the same guy that most of you know out there, despite all the stuff going on. Campaigns are tough. I can take it.
Okay, we've got to run. Thank you very much, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A grim discovery in Syria. Just days after a massacre of civilians that triggered the expulsions of Syrian diplomats across the world. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Mideast Bureau.
UN observers in the country monitoring the peace plan say they've found 13 bodies killed execution style in the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor province. The bodies were discovered with their hands tied and some appear to have been shot at close range. It comes as that massacre on Friday that saw over 100 civilians killed spark international outrage. Japan and Turkey are the latest to kick their Syrian diplomats out over the violence. But Russia, a longtime ally of Syria's, is calling the expulsion of diplomats counterproductive and says it's not considering changing its stance, Lisa.
Emily, thanks. Now that he's clinched the GOP nomination,
people will get to know me better. My guess is they're going to get to know more about me than they'd like to by the time we're finished.
Mitt Romney saying more people will focus on the election now. He holds fundraisers today in California.
We shouldn't have-